So here we are with Parshas Bo, and obviously Parshas Bo, 105 psukim, not a long parsha, but it's chock full of the yesodos of what it is to be a Jew, because the formation of the Jewish people happens in this week's parsha. It happens in Parshas Bo. But I'm going to really focus just on one Rashi that just deals with a couple of psukim. It's Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav. Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav. We know that this is where the Jewish people are being given their first mitzvos. And of course, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodesh HaShana is counted as mitzvah number one given to the Jewish people as a whole, right? And we've spoken about it many times, the concept of time, which maybe we'll speak about it a little bit later in the week at a different shiur that we'll have. But then right after, people forget that right after the mitzvah of time of HaKiddush HaChodesh, Yud Beis Gimel is what? Dabru el kol adas Yisrael le'mor be'esar l'chodesh esev yikhu lahem ish selu beis avo selu bayis. Right away after the mitzvah of time is the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. And we know that you're not going to find it here, but Rashi tells us that there was another mitzvah given also with Karban Pesach. And it's in fact a debate, Rishonim Achron, when exactly was it given? And let's look at Rashi in Pasuk Vav. Pasuk Vav says, V'ayolachem l'mishmeres arda basar yom l'chodesh hazeh, that you should guard it, guard this sheep that you're taking on the 10th till the 14th, v'shachatu oso kol ha'kaladas Yisrael bein harbayim. And all of the kehila of the congregation of Israel will shecht it in the afternoon. So Rashi says that v'hayolachem l'mishmeres, that you are going to guard it, that this is a lashon of bikur. Rashi says that you have to check for a mum 4 days before you shecht it, right? We know this is related to the minhag of slichos, having slichos at least for 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. But then it says, Rashi points out that this lekicha, taking it for 4 days before you shecht it, is not a halacha by Karban Pesach for all generations. It's only by Karban Pesach right now. So why? So Hayur Masya ben Charish Omer, Haru Omer ve'ever alech ve'erech v'hinei itach eis dodaim, higia shavua shenishbati l'avram shegoel ezbanav. That Hashem said that the time has come for the Jewish people that I have to fulfill the oath that I made to Avram, to take his children out, that this is the oath that I made to him. And problem is, v'lo hayu b'yadam mitzvos l'sasek b'am b'hem k'dei shigalu. The problem is, the Jewish people don't have a mitzvah. They're without any mitzvahs. I gave the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay, that was really given to who? You look, right? Vayomer Hashem al Moshe vel Aaron, HaChodesh hazeh lachem. Then, Dabru el kol hadas Yisrael, tell the entire congregation. Kiddush HaChodesh was given to Moshe and Aaron. The Jewish people don't have any mitzvahs. They didn't do anything that would give them the zechus to be redeemed. So what does Rashi say in the stone? It's page 350, the right column, the last line. And what's the proof text from Yechezkel that should sound familiar from Seder night? Shenemer va'at ayrom va'aria, that you were totally, totally bare, totally uncovered, right? Totally exposed. V'nasam lehem shtei mitzvahs. And Hashem gives them two mitzvahs, dam pesach v'dam milah. And Hashem gives them two mitzvahs, the Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, Shemalu Ba'oso Alayla. Rashi says that they did the bris that night, right? Which is debatable. There are some who say that just like they were told to take the karban on the 10th, they were also commanded for Mila on the 10th, even though it's not in the Pasuk. It's not in the Pasuk. There's a Mechilta, there's a Halachic Medrash on Bo that says they also were given Mila, and it makes sense. They were given Mila on the 10th, and they were shechting on the 14th. We say, how many days does it take to recover? 3 days. So Mila on the 10th, 11, 12, or 11, 12, 13th, and then 14th. Hopefully they're healed that they can bring the Karban. But what's the famous proof text? Shenemer misposeses bidamayich, b'shnei damim. That Yechezkel recalling Yetzias Mitzrayim, again, this is Seder night. This is part of the Haggadah. Misposeses bidamayich, that you were wallowing in your blood. It's b'shnei dam bidamayich, your bloods. Va'omer gam ez dam bidam brischa, shalachti esirech mibor, ein mayim bo, pasuk in Zechariah, that in zechus of the dam of the bris, I sent you out from the pit of prison. V'lo shahayu shtufim be'alilim, So the Mechilta here says that there are really two mitzvahs that Hashem decided the Jewish people have to be able to go out. They have to have the Karban Pesach, and they have to have Bris Milah. So the question is, why these two mitzvahs? That's an obvious question. What is it about these two mitzvahs that require, that these are the mitzvahs? Hashem says, I want to give his chus to the Jewish people to come out. I'm going to give you these mitzvahs. And really, it's counterintuitive, because if you think about it as a little kid, what's Karm Pesach about? Remembering how Hashem, right, saved us in Eden. Hashem didn't save us yet. They ate this karban before midnight. They shechted it in the afternoon of the 14th. When did the miracle happen? The 15th at night. What were they celebrating? So there's a different message, obviously, of the Karban Pesach here. Why are these the mitzvahs that Hashem says, this is the zechus that you're going to come out? So I wanted to share three different approaches here. Three different approaches. The first is the approach of the Nesiva Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe. And what does the Nesiva Shalom say? He has such a beautiful, beautiful idea. He says, what does the Karban Pesach really symbolize? What is it symbolizing? And again, we'll get to this, through the other Terutzim, we'll see this further. But Pesach represents Emunah. Meaning, what was the Karban Pesach about? As Lubavitcher Rebbe says, we'll get to it. It was rejection. As Rashi says, it was a rejection of the deities of Egypt, and it was taking upon themselves that the belief that Hashem is in control of the world. Because we know that all the makos weren't only punishments for the Egyptians. We spoke about it in last week's shir. These are also lessons for the Jewish people, right? These were lessons in Emunah, that Hashem is the one that's in control of the Shemayim, the Aretz, everything in between. Ein kamoni b'chol aretz. There's no one like me, no one that has the koach that I have, right? So therefore, the mitzvah of Emunah is really symbolized by the Karban Pesach. That's really what this was about. It wasn't about Hashem saving us on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was about the level of Emunah the Jewish people reached. And each and every year, when you bring the Karban Pesach, what was this really about? This was, again, about recommitting ourselves to the Emunah that we reached in Mitzrayim. And this is a beautiful idea, because we know the famous Medrash, Bizchus Emunah Nigalu, Ubizchus Emunah Asidin Ligoel. The Medrash that tells us it was in the merit of the Emunah that the Jewish people had in Egypt. That's what brought them out. How do we know they had Emunah? Karban Pesach is how we know they had Emunah. But the fact they did Karban Pesach, this demonstrates that they had Emunah, that Hashem is the one that really runs the world. That there were no other deities that had powers. It was all Hashem. So that's what Pesach represents. And what does Bris Milah represent? The Slonim Rebbe, the Nesiva Shalom, says that represents Kedusha. That represents a certain level of holiness. Because after all, Hashem declares, Vatem, Tiuli, Mamlachas, Kohanim, V'goy Kadosh. We'll read it in a couple of weeks. That Hashem says in preparation for Har Sinai, you know what you're going to be? A Mamlachas, Kohanim, a kingdom of Kohanim. Why? Because if you think about it, what the Kohanim are to the rest of the Jewish people are to the whole world. Right? We're like the emissaries between us and Hashem for the whole world. The Kohanim are the emissaries between Hashem and the Jewish people. So you're all Mamlachas Kohanim, but you also have to be a Goy Kadosh. So if you want to be able to come out, Hashem's saying, these are the two things that you have to have. You have to have Emunah, and you have to have Kedusha. And this is demonstrated by these two mitzvahs, the Omer Lach B'damai Yechayi, the Omer Lach B'damai Yechayi. And why dafka, the blood of these things? The Slonimer says. Because what does blood represent? Blood represents Mesiras Nefesh. We talk about sweat and tears, but blood, sweat. You talk about a person giving their blood for something. What does that mean? It means Mesiras Nefesh. That means, the Slonimer says, going against the teva of a person. Like, will you really be Moser Nefesh? To be Moser Nefesh for Emunah, Moser Nefesh for Kedusha. And this is something that we've spoken about many times. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter points out in his Sefer Leket Amorim, bringing down from a Zohar and earlier Kabbalistic sources, that the redemption in Egypt is a paradigm of the future redemption, right? The Gemara already points this out. And Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter says, what's going to happen in the final generations before Mashiach comes? He says there are going to be two nisyonos. The Dor HaMabel is going to come back, and the Dor HaFlug is going to come back. What was the Nisayon of Dor HaMabel? That was about Kedusha. What was the Nisayan of the Dar HaFlaga, the generation of the tower? That was Emuna. They had Kfira. They denied Hashem. We're going to build a tower and go wage war against God. We're in control, not Hashem. That's what it was. And Rabbi Yaakov Ben Shechter says, before Mashiach comes, you're going to see. These are going to be the two Nisayanos, the Nisayan of Emuna and the Nisayan of Kedusha. And so this Nesiva Shalom fits so beautifully. Because why these two mitzvahs? What is it Yechezkel's telling us? Misposes is v'erich b'damai chayi, b'damai chayi, two times. B'damai chayi, b'damai chayi, through your blood you live, through your blood you live. By being Moser Nefesh, to hold on to Emunah, to believe that Hashem is the one that runs the world. There's nothing else. There's no koach in this world aside Hashem. And that's what Shema is, right? People don't realize. Shema Yisrael, I had what Talmud today debating with me. Don't you have to pronounce Shema like a Temani? Do you have to say Echad? Some Ashkenaz kid, Echad. Do you have to? I'm like, it's nice. Yeah, the Vilna Gaon, I have a brother that pronounces things that way, right? Echad, you know? But more important, I say, is do you know what you're supposed to think when you say Shema? You know what that means? Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu. That is Ma'akev. That holds back being Yotzei. People don't even realize. But Hashem Echad means that Hashem is all there is. That everything is Hashem. Hashem is one means everything in existence is an expression of God. That Hashem's in control of everything, absolute unity. So when we talk about these two nisyonos that took us out of these two mitzvahs that were the symbols, the symbol mitzvahs through which we were zochet yitzias Mitzrayim, again, based on the Nesiva Shalom, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter saying, these are the two mitzvahs that really are going to be the nisyonos at the end of days. Again, we're not zochet to have a Karban Pesach. But the challenges of Emunah that we have at the end of days, right? To believe that Hashem is in control, that everything happens for a reason, and that Hashem loves us, and Tzadik Be'Emunah Soyichi, as we've said so many times, from Rav Wolfson, Bach Havakuk, Ve'midah Nalachas, but also the challenge of Kedusha, the challenge of what it is to be Moser Nefesh, to live a life of Kedusha. So that's one approach that the Nesiva Shalom has. There's a second approach that's brought down in many Sfarim that's actually based upon a Pasuk in Megillas Rus. Right? What does it mean to be a Jew? How would you define what it is to be a Jew? So when Naomi keeps trying to push Arpa and Rus away, and she's successful with Arpa, but not with Rus, what does Rus tell her? Rus tells her, wherever you go, I go, wherever you lie. She says, Amech ami velokayich elokai. Your nation is my nation, your God is my God. And my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Lichtenstein Shlita, or Shiva at the Gush, and many others bring this down, point out that to be a Jew, there's two responsibilities you have as a Jew. Amech ami, velokayich elokai. There are two aspects of being a Jew. One is the personal responsibility you have to God. Elokayich elokai, your God is my God. That I accept Hashem and have this relationship with Hashem. But what's the other aspect? Amech ami, that your nation is my nation. That you have communal responsibility. And when you talk about two mitzvos that represent personal responsibility and communal responsibility, there are no greater mitzvos than Bris and Karban Pesach. Why not? It's interesting. These are the only two positive commandments that if a person doesn't fulfill them, you know what the punishment is? Kares. That you're cut off. The only two things. The only two mitzvos that if a person isn't mekayim these two things, you are cut off. Why? Why are these things so intense that if you don't do them, you're cut off? Because this is the definition of a Jew. The definition of a Jew is Amech Ami Velokayich Elokai. And you could see, that's why HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem is spoken to Moshe and Aaron. But Dabru El Kol Adas Yisrael, speak to the entire congregation. Then Pasuk Vav, as we said, V'shachtu Oso Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. Again, a stress, everyone together. Everyone together. We know a person is not allowed to eat a Karban Pesach alone. Unless you can eat fresh a lot. I mean, you're not supposed to eat a Karban Pesach by yourself. You're supposed to have other people join in to the Karban. Right? Why? Because Karban Pesach is a symbol of being responsible to others and being part of Am Yisrael. And so therefore, on the night of Geula, Hashem said, I want to see two commitments from you. I want to see a personal commitment, that's bris milah. But I also want to see a communal commitment. And that is the Karban Pesach. Right? And again, of course, we understand this. We understand that just as Bayamim Ahem Bezman Hazeh, just like these are the two mitzvahs that symbolize the Geula from Egypt, so too the Geula Asida, the future redemption, is when the Jewish people understand Amech Ami Velokayich Elokai, these dual responsibilities that we have. And we've spoken about them ad infinitum. We don't even have to speak about them anymore, right? But then, to finish up this third approach as to why Dafka these two mitzvahs is the Ladavitcher Rebbe, Zechus Yigen Aleinu. And he points out that really, for what does it mean that the Jewish people weren't ready for redemption? It means that there were two chesronos that they had. One, they didn't have any mitzvahs. They didn't have any mitzvahs. And what was the second problem? Not only did they not have mitzvahs, but we know from Kama Vekama, many, many sources, that they were steeped in idolatry, right? One of the most famous ones is when the Mitzrim are being killed by the Yamsuf, right? What happens? The Malachim say to God, I don't get it. Halalu avdei avodazara, halalu avdei avodazara. These are idol worshippers, and these are idol worshippers. Why are one group being saved? Why is one group being saved and the other group being drowned in the Yamsuf, right? I mean, some startling things. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, we needed two mitzvahs to fix these two deficiencies. So first is the deficiency that they didn't have any mitzvahs. So why the mitzvah of milah? When you think about it, it's fascinating. This was the first mitzvah given to Avram Avinu. Meaning Hashem told Avram Avinu to leave, right, from where he is. But did he say that you're going to do this for all generations? No. What's the first mitzvah given? Avram, bris, you, your descendants, everyone, la'olam vaed. So, Lubavitcher Rebbe, it makes sense. This mitzvah gedol of Yesodis, this fundamental and great, great mitzvah, makes sense. That if there's a chisar and if there's a lack, that the Jewish people don't have mitzvahs. Okay, I'll give you the mitzvah milah, beautiful. This mitzvah that was the very first mitzvah given to the very first Jew. It was the, right? So that one, that's like an easy gimme. But, and the second though, also makes a lot of sense. That if we're talking about the Jewish people being shatuf b'avodah zarah, the Jewish people really being stuck in avodah zarah, so this is why, as Rashi already pointed out, quoting the pasuk here in page 354, Yud Beis Chaf Aleph, 1221, the first pasuk in Chamishi, Vayikra Moshe l'chol ziknei Yisrael vayomer alehem mishchu ukechu lachem tzon l'mishbechoseichem v'shachatu ha-pasach. Moshe calls to all the zakenim saying to them, mishchu, grab, pull for yourself, ukechu, and take for yourself, a sheep for each family, and shecht the Pesach. So the famous question is, why does it say mishchu ukechu? Why does it say pull and take? Just say, kechu lachem tzon, take it tzon. So what is mishchu ukechu? What does it mean to pull and to take? Pull your hands away from the avodah zarah and take a sheep. Right? That to be able to be redeemed, right? What is emuna? And this really relates to the Nesiva Shalom's idea. There's a lot of confluence of these two ideas coming together. But what's the whole idea of removing yourself from Avodah Zarah? It means recognizing that Hashem is the power. Recognizing that Hashem is the one in control. And Hashem is the one that we should be serving. Right? That's what this is all about. And so therefore, Mishchu, pull away from the Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians, ukechu lachem tzon, and take a tzon. And we know Moshe himself told in last week's parsha, Paro, when Paro says, you know, offer your sacrifices to your God here in Egypt. What does Moshe say? We can't, because we'll get stoned, because we're offering up one of the gods of the Egyptians. We're offering up a sheep. So that's not going to work. So Lubavitcher Rebbe says that these are the two mitzvahs to make the Jewish people worthy of being redeemed. One, the first mitzvah, and the other chisaron, that the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, again, demonstrating the emunah that the Jewish people reached, is also the antithesis. It's a rejection of Avodah Zarah. right? But here, the Lubavitcher Rebbe also has such an important ha'ara. He says it's so interesting that that first year, in the first Karban Pesach, they had to take it 4 days before they were going to offer it. Why? Why did they have to take it on the 10th and tie it to the post and like everyone sees what the Jews are doing and leave? Why? You don't have to do it for all other generations. Why do you have to do it for 4 days? So Lubavitcher Rebbe has a yesod gadol about life. It's a tremendous yesod about life. Especially when we talk about pulling away from our yetzaharas, from our the yetzaharas of Avodah Zarah. So Lubavitcher Rebbe says, because we have to understand, when we really face a nisayon, a real nisayon, isn't something that happens in a split moment. It's not a hasty decision that you just do and you're done with. He says, lamod b'nisayon, to really stand up to a nisayon, is something that's ongoing. Hashem wanted to see that the Jewish people offering the sheep here was not an act of a hasty decision, okay, let's take the sheep and kill it. No. I want you to take the sheep and I want you to leave it there for 4 days with the sheep making the noise, with all your neighbors knowing what's going on. I want to see a real commitment here. And it's fascinating, the Rebbe Nasicha points out that the greatest nisayon that we understand to Avram Avinu also happened in the same way. What was the greatest nisayon to Avram Avinu? Akedes Yitzchak. He wakes him up, right? He comes to Avram, says, I want you to take Yitzchak and offer him up. So he tells it to him. Avram wakes up the next morning, and how many days does he travel? 3 days. So for the time of Hashem Sivui, till he gets ready to shecht Yitzchak is how many days? 4 days. Why four? We're not going to get into. There are four worlds, four levels of soul. We're not going to get into four. But we know the Medrash tells us that during those 4 days, it wasn't simple for Avram Avinu. Right? The Medrash paints a picture of Avram really struggling as he's going to the Akedah. You know, and all the different, the Satan trying to dissuade him on all these ways, and Avram's pushing forward. But Avram, they're Midrashim that paint, you know, the struggle that Avram had. You think it was so easy that he went knowing that he was going to go to kill his son? There were tremendous, tremendous inner turmoil that Avram Avinu had. The Lubavitcher Rebbe said, and this is what is the precursor for Geula. The precursor for Geula. And he says in his Sicha, you know, looking at we're on the edge of Geula, we're on the edge of redemption, the cusp of the Geula Shlema. He says, but he says already for decades, the nisyonos that we've been facing are unbelievable. Ayom v'nora, the nisyonos. But he says we have to view ourselves like those Jews in Egypt who took the sheep. And again, think about the psychological, the emotional nisayon this was. They were the slaves to the Egyptians. They're now taking the Egyptian god, saying, ha ha, we're going to kill your god. Like, that wasn't an easy thing. Think about how tough that was for 4 days, seeing the Egyptian, thinking, oh my God, what am I doing here? It's crazy, right? The Lubavitcher Rebbe says, especially at the end of days, the nisyonos are just going to go on. And you're going to think, like, when is this just going to end? Right? Sound familiar about something? When is this just going to end? Who knows? Who knows? But he says that's what a real nisayon is. The real, and that's why they say Akedes Yitzchak was the nisayon of Avram, not of Yitzchak. Why don't we talk about Yitzchak's greatness? He was willing to let himself get killed. So what did the Mefarshim say? We once learned this before. I don't know with you. Right? The Mefarshim say, because Avram was going to have to live with it every day after. Meaning, Yitzchak was willing to allow himself to be killed. Tremendous level. Unbelievable. Mamish, when we say, B'chol nafshecha in Shema, you're supposed to think Yitzchak Avinu, that was willing to give up his life. So why do we talk about the godless of Avram and not the godless of Yitzchak, vis-a-vis Akedas Yitzchak? Because Avram's going to have to live with it every day after. Do you realize that nisayon? That's the nisayon. That's the difficulty. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that this is what we have to know whenever we're facing a nisayon that just seems to be draining on and on and on. And I know, we all know this nisayon that's just 2 years now. You know, I haven't been to Eretz Yisrael since Chaim Cutler's bar mitzvah. You know, I'm just like chalashing, halavai. But we know that halavai, that's the biggest love. The people, nisayonos, are 2 years, crazy. We're tired. We're ata ayef fiyageya. We're tired. We're worn down. But maybe, just maybe, at the end of this darkness is going to be the greatest light. Who knows? Who knows? Lo navi anochi, lo ben navi anochi. But I know when we're on the cusp of redemption, as Lubavitcher Rebbe says, as we spoke about tonight, the things we have to be makbid on are emuna, kedusha, amech ami, ve'elokayich elokai, to recognize what mitzvahs are, and to pull ourselves away from the avodah zaras. There's so many avodah zaras, so many things that we make into avodah zaras, so many things that we think are, this is what it is, and this is what I should be serving. Shtuyot, shtuyot. The only thing we should be serving is the Eibishter. The only question we should be asking, we said in the Sil Sesharim Shmuz Thursday night, the Chazon Ish said, whenever a question comes to me, anything I do, he goes, my first question is, what does Halacha say? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to move? Does it say it in the Shulchan Aruch? Does it say it in any Sfarim? Meaning, this is our approach. And therefore, you know, we have to recognize, when we talk about those two mitzvahs on that night, thousands of years ago, those two mitzvahs are a reminder for us today that we're also waiting for the night to end. We're waiting to hear the shofar gadol, the first of which blew at Sinai, to hear the next shofar gadol. But we know that we're facing this nisayon, and we know that we have to look to the past. We have to look to the dam pesach, dam milah, ve'ever alech ve'erech, mispossesses ve'omer loch b'damai yichayi, ve'omer loch b'damai yichayi. It's through our mesiris nefesh for these ideals that epe ezus Hashem will be zocha to the gula shlema b'karav. Shkoyach, everyone, for joining. Have a good night.